Dear friends, the story is told about an old man and his son who loved collecting art. So much so that they went out throughout the world and gathered Picasso's paintings and Van Gogh's paintings and put them up throughout the old man's house. Throughout the country, a war raged and the son volunteered to serve in the war. A telegram came to the father. His father and son that collected art. The telegram reported that the son had been killed in battle. That father was going to spend the coming Christmas in 2 weeks with great loneliness and sadness without a lot of hope about the future. And on Christmas Day, when the day finally came, a stranger appeared at the door and knocked on the front door of the old man's house. And the stranger said that he was a soldier who served with his son and that he had a special gift. He himself was an artist, and he had painted a portrait of the father's son, and he gave it to him on that Christmas day. Filled with emotion deep in his heart, the father put his son's portrait right above the mantle and put the Van Goghs and Picassos in all the other rooms in the house. They weren't as priceless. They weren't as valuable as the portrait of his son. Spring came, though, however, and that father died himself. And that set apart, that set ablaze anticipation throughout the world. Who would get those expensive paintings, the Picassos and the Van Goghs? The father said that there would be, in his will, an auction on Christmas Day. And people came throughout the world to this location where the auction would be had so that they could get the Picassos and the Van Goghs. The auctioneer started off the auction with the portrait of the son. No one raised their paddle to bid on that portrait. Finally, the auctioneer said, "Anybody will take this painting for $10. Take it, please, $10. And someone in the back of the crowd said, "We're not here for the son's portrait. We're here for Picasso and Van Gogh." Finally, a neighbor raised his hand, his paddle, and said, "I'll take it for $10. The auctioneer put down his gavel, said, "It's yours." And then a dramatic thing happened, my friends. This auctioneer ended the auction. And he announced to everyone there, according to the father's will, whoever takes the son gets everything. Whoever takes the son gets everything. That's the story of Joseph. Joseph, what we read about in the story here with Jesus in Matthew chapter 1. See, Joseph hesitated. He didn't want to take the son because you know why? His wife was pregnant and it wasn't his. His plan was to set her aside and walk off and divorce her quietly and live his life. But an angel approached Joseph and said, "Inside of Mary, what is conceived of her is of the Holy Spirit. Take the son." And he did. But life got more difficult for Joseph, and we can imagine how that is here in Philomath. You see, Joseph then took his wife, we read here this morning, to Bethlehem, a city that is just a little smaller than Philomath. People were on the street saying things of a couple that were not yet married, but she was pregnant. I imagine they were saying things like this: "My goodness, things have changed. Isn't it shameful that this couple is living together? How terrible is this?" Then on another street corner, I can imagine someone saying, "The priest, he better step up and do something about this." Joseph's character was being attacked, but he stayed faithful, and he took the son. Remember this tonight, my friends. Whoever takes the son gets everything. What is everything? Well, everything is this. Whoever takes the son, Jesus, first of all, gets forgiveness of their sins. Not just forgiveness, but that God forgets the sin. It says here in Matthew chapter 1 about this Jesus, "She will bear a son, and his name will be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." God forgetting our sins. many of us, know about forgetting. The story is told about an elderly couple. The older husband said to his wife, I'd like some vanilla ice cream. And the wife said, okay. And he said, well, are you going to write it down? No, I can get this. Vanilla ice cream, that's easy. But I want fudge on top. Got it. And I want a cherry on top. Okay, no problem. The wife went into the kitchen to take care of it all, and some time passed, and the husband got a little antsy, and so he followed her into the kitchen, and there on the table were bacon and eggs. And he sat down and said, well, where's the toast? We forget, I forget, we all forget. God forgets your sins. As far as the east is from the west, God distanced himself from your sins, and in Jesus, your sins have been forgiven. That is a great gift given to you. You take the Son, you get everything else. But it gets even better, my friends. You get even more than that. You get God's presence. He's with you. Matthew says, Matthew 1:22, verse 1, 22, and 23 says, this all happened to fulfill what the prophet said, that the virgin shall be with child, and she will bear a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Friends, that is a great gift. And it is reiterated in Matthew's gospel. In chapter 1, he says, Emmanuel, God with us. In the middle of the gospel, Matthew says this, where two or three are gathered, God is with you. At the end of the gospel, Matthew 28:20, Jesus says, lo, I will be with you to the very end of the age. God is with you. What a gift. 20 years ago, there was a famous song that hit the top of the charts. You may remember it. Bette Midler's song. It inspired thousands of people across this country. Here was the song. God is with us. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. Matthew's gospel is way better. God is with us, not from a distance. Jesus is with us. Jesus knows the dirt and the muck that we live in, and he purposely chose to live with us. Christmas, this is the significance of Christmas. Tonight it is as if we're gathered in a mansion, and there are a whole bunch of pieces of artwork, and there is the portrait of the Son that's presented to us tonight in the cradle and in the manger. The world would have us choose other things that are valuable. You fill in the blank of whatever that may be. Will you take the Son? Will you take the Son? Matthew took the Son. Joseph chose the Son. Peter chose the Son. Mary chose the Son. Millions chose Jesus. Friends, tonight I invite you, take the Son. If it's your first time, if it's your 25th time, if it's your 50th time, take the Son. Because the good news is this, whoever takes the Son gets everything. Wrapped in the package of Jesus is God's grace, his forgiveness, and love. That is a Christmas gift tonight and forevermore. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we're here to take you. Not because we're selfish, but because you offer such great things, forgiveness, mercy, and love, and your very presence. Tonight, in our hearts, fill them with your presence, and may it last not just tonight, but for a lifetime. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.